There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Locatora Radio is a radiophonic novela,
which is just a very extra way of saying
a podcast.
I'm Dios FM.
And I am Mala Munoz.
Locatora Radio is your prima's favorite podcast, hosted by us, Mala and Diosa.
We're two IG friends turned podcast partners, breaking down pop culture, feminism, sexual wellness, and offering fresh takes on trending topics through nuanced interviews with up-and-coming Latinx creatives.
Known as Las Locatoras, Las Mamis of Myth and Bullshit, and Las Podcasteras Peligrosas, we were podcasting independently since 2016, but joined iHeartMedia's My Cultura Network in 2022.
This year, we're continuing to share stories from the Latinx community para todo el mundo.
Welcome to Season 8.
Are you listening?
Hola, hola, locamores. Welcome to Season 8 of Locatora Radio. I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
You're tuning in to Capítulo 185.
Last time on Locatora Radio, we talked about newsroom reactions to the Univision interview with Donald Trump. We talked about the state of Latin media, and we even talked about George Santos. Make sure you tune in, leave a review, subscribe, and share with a friend.
So before the year ends, we have some really great interviews coming, and we're so excited to wrap up the year with those interviews. But before that, we wanted to take some time today to really focus on 2023, the year that we had, and just do our regular end of year check-in.
We had a recent Locaversary episode where we reminisced on 7 years of podcasting as Locatora Radio. We talked about all the exciting things that we have coming up for the podcast. But today, I think we're going to talk a little bit more about our personal year, year in review, and all the many things that we've done, maybe that we have talked about on the show, and maybe some things that you guys just had no idea were going on all this time.
I know. I think like early seasons, we talked about our personal lives a lot and the things that were going on. And just as the podcast has grown, so has the content and the type of things that we talk about. So this year, we're just going to dig into the personal chisme of our lives.
Absolutely. I had a hard time remembering the beginning of the year.
Always.
So like for me, kind of like my year, I was like capped at summer. You know, like my Jalisco trip, and I could not remember what I did like in the spring and winter months. So I went ahead and I reviewed my camera roll.
Okay, what did you see?
Well, at the beginning of the year, at the top of the year, I had curtain bangs, and that was like a big deal for me. And it was a whole different look, a whole different vibe. I was doing a lot more stand-up also. I was doing a lot more shows, and we were throwing parties still in the winter, like early 2023. Like, if you went to one of our parties at Resident where, like, Crisol was DJing, we were doing a series of parties called Bebesota. We did a couple of them at the Virgil. I was also doing, like, my Jokes and Tokes stand-up shows at the Artistry Studio Lounge in WeHo. That was really fun. And what else? At the top of the year, I was, like, performing at the Laugh Factory lot on that, like, weekly Spanglish show. I think I went up, like, five or six times, which was really fun for me. And yeah, and then at the beginning of the summer, I went to Austin with a bunch of comics from LA, and we hit a bunch of shows, and we had our own show at the Austinite Cannabis Co. That was super fun. We went to the Comedy Mothership. That was really weird, a very bizarre experience. But yeah, like it was a good year. And then this summer, I started to make videos also for Veloz, which is a project of the LA Times, mostly doing like comedy coverage. Like I did a video about Chatterbox and Covina. What else did I do? I don't even remember it. Oh, I did a video about the pump track in Inglewood.
Yes.
And I met up with Karen the Carrot and a bunch of really badass Latina roller skaters, and they taught me how to drop in for the first time. So you can see those videos on the De Los pages online on Instagram and TikTok. What else? We had our launch.
We had our launch. But before that, you had a viral TikTok moment with your yes. Vallarta cutie. And someone on Instagram in our little question box wanted to know, like, what happened, Mala? So what happened?
What happened? So to
tell
review,
us about, yes, review.
I was in line at Starbucks, which we are boycotting now. But at the time, we were not boycotting Starbucks. It was a different era. It was really a different world.
I can't believe this is the same year, honestly.
No, very much so. So I'm like in line at Starbucks, and I had this thought in my head of like a story that I wanted to tell. So I got on my phone and I recorded this video of how I went to Vallarta to go pick up. I love the chicharrón at Vallarta. Like, if you've never had it, they have like several different kinds. You know, they have the kind of like the sheet, but then they have some that are like longer, thicker, meatier, which are obviously the ones that I like the most. And you can go and like, you can make a whole taco out of just like a chicharrón, you know, your limón, your fixings, your guac, what have you, right? So I put on TikTok, like, I was there and I was choosing a piece, and this guy was choosing the exact same piece as me at the exact same time. And like, we fell in love, and it turns out that he's like the heir to a vast tortilla chip fortune. And I put that on TikTok and it went kind of viral. And then people were like, oh my God, like, first of all, there's no way. Second of all, like, who is he? Third of all, there were several journalists that we love and respect like went and they did all kinds of research.
Of course, because they're journalists.
They're
going to do the research.
At like reputable like Los Angeles news media institutions, you know? And so one of them, she DMs me and she's like, oh my God, Mala, I did some research.
Yes.
And I found like all the tortilla companies that are family owned, that are located in the United States. And she like narrowed it down and she like found a family based in Washington. She's like, this family has like three sons. Two of them are married. One is not. And she's like going into like archives and records. And she's like, who is it? I can't figure it out. And I had to break it to her. Like, this is not a real person. Like, this is a story, you know, that I just made up. There is no tortilla chip error. There was no Vallarta meat cute. But I did get a $100 gift card from Vallarta. So it was worth it.
It was worth it. More chicharrones.
To me, that was the fairy tale.
And I think that this is you breaking the news to the listeners. I don't think on the record you've shared that this was a story.
No.
That you invented. So,
no.
So here it is.
But actually, the thing is, the reason why it's so believable is, and we've talked about this.
It's so like, believable.
There are like food rich Latino families.
Yes. I went to high school with them.
Yeah.
Like I know where they live.
Yeah.
Like still. Yes, 100%. I went to middle school with the owners of La Barca, which is a really popular chain in Downey and Southeast LA. Like, yes, the Latino royalty, the food royalty. I met the tapatios. Like, yes, they're out there.
The tapatios.
The tapatios, you know? And so it's totally a viable meat cute.
100%. It is. So I think that's why it had legs and that's why it was so believable. And you know what? It's not outside the realm of possibility.
It's really not.
It's really not. So I'm just going to keep going to chain grocery stores until it comes to fruition. So there was that. And then we had a really cute season 8 launch this year for Locatora.
Tell them about it. Remind them. Because sometimes we do like this big launch and it's amazing. And then it's like everyone forgets. And we remember.
We
have to bring back that video actually before the year and season ends.
Yes. So we put out a cute little vid inspired by Cher and Raquel Welch from The Cher Show. It was like a song and dance number. Well, they weren't really dancing. It was like a song that they did together called I'm a Woman. And we rewrote the lyrics to make it like, you know, we're a podcast. I don't even remember. L-O-C-A-T-O-R-A.
Yeah.
We like P-O-D-C-A-S-T. That's mm-hmm. what we did. It was really fun, really cute. And we actually laid down vocals. We laid down a track with Crystal. She helped us to talk sing.
Yes.
In the style of Sharon Raquel.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It was beautiful. It was so much fun. And it definitely got me out of my comfort zone, because that's something that's more your wheelhouse. That's something that you have to force me to do. And I'll do it. I love it. But, you know, it's definitely something out of my comfort zone.
Oh, but you're natural.
Oh, thanks.
You're natural. The thing is, like, Diosa has been acting on camera for years now.
Because Mala has made me. Like it's not my own. Like, I don't volunteer myself. Mala makes me.
You
but
have
I appreciate it. I thank her for it. It's for the better.
Yeah, you're
it's for my own betterment.
You're an actor.
Thank you.
You have credits. You have on screen credits.
I do.
What else? My Marihuanera season 3 launch was also cute. I did like kind of an aviation stewardess theme, you know, welcome aboard Marihuanera Flight 420. And Crystal did like a cover of a Frank Sinatra song, like Come Fly With Me. And we made it Come Fly With Me, Get High With Me. That was super fun, super cute. Shout out to Ray Archila, who worked on that launch video. Check that one out as well. These
yes.
are all in our reels. Like mm-hmm. both of these are on our TikToks and our Instagrams.
Yeah. That was also really cute.
Wasn't it?
It was really cute.
It was really cute.
Yeah.
It was super cute.
I was singing it like the whole launch week. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very jazzy. You yes. know, I like to keep it jazzy, you know.
You do. I don't think people know that about you.
I'm a real jazzy gal. I really am. I really am. I like an old-timey vibe sometimes.
You do. I remember when I went to, I think this was last year, I went to one of your open mics and you were like scatting. It wasn't an open mic, sorry. You were performing, you were on the lineup and you were like scatting on stage. And I was like, yeah, that's my girl.
Sometimes I scat. Yeah. But only in the winter, only when it's cold. It's a very like wintertime activity.
Okay, why?
I don't know, chestnuts, scatting, like it goes. I will say though, on that note, I had a house. Okay, I moved. That's a big one.
Yes.
That was a big one. And I moved. I cut off all my hair. The pixie cut is back. If you're like a real listener, a real fan, you know I've done the pixie before. And so I also, after I moved, I had a housewarming party and I had a 5-piece jazz band at my party.
It was beautiful.
It was. Shout out to Nightshade Navarro y Los Salvajes from San Diego. They turned it up and it was a very classy affair, if I do say so myself.
It was.
It really was. What else? Pixie cut. We saw Beyonce.
Yes.
We attended the Renaissance tour.
We did. And that was amazing. That was incredible.
Mm-hmm. And we covered it for The Los.
We did.
For the LA Times. We covered Beyonce for the LA Times.
I know.
So.
It's been a big year.
It's been a huge year.
What else? What else did Mala do this year?
Oh my God. I'm exhausted. I've been so busy.
She's been so busy.
So many things. I performed at the Ford thanks to Marcela Arguello. Marcela, who's been running her Women Crush Wednesdays show out of the Hollywood Improv, and before that, other venues. It started at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room. This summer, the Ford Theater, had Marcela hosting Women Crush Wednesdays at the Ford for the Ford. So Marcela put together a really killer lineup, if I do say so myself. And the way that show came about, Marcela announced she was doing her last Women Crush Wednesdays at the Hollywood Improv. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, like, I need to go. Like, I need to go to this last show. So I went, and I'm just sitting in the back, like, with everybody else, being very inconspicuous. Like, you know, I just, like, waved at her from a distance or whatever. And she was like, oh, do you want to do 5 minutes? And I was like, yes. And so I did 5 minutes on that show in the lab at the Improv. And after that, she was like, you earned a spot on the show. You're going to do the Ford. It was amazing. Awesome. It was so fun.
It was fun.
I loved it.
I was there. Your whole family was there. It was great. You did amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like to think so. And then Marcela had me hosting for her. She was headlining the State Theater in Modesto, which is where she's from. So that was really exciting to like host for her at her hometown show. And then she had me hosting her headlining show at the Main Room at the Improv. So shout out Marcela. Amazing comic, amazing stand-up. She's been like killing it for years. You know, like really putting in the work, a true stand-up, a true comic. And she's just been like really supportive of me and my comedy journey. So I'm really grateful for her.
Also a past guest of Locatora Radio. She's been on twice.
We love when Marcela comes on. She's obviously hilarious. And she goes there.
She does.
She goes all the way there. What else? We went to Peru. We talked about this.
Yeah, I can't believe that was already 2 months ago. I'm shocked. It feels like yesterday.
Very wild. For the Osas 30th.
Yes.
You took me to Lima.
I did.
And to Cusco.
Yeah.
And to Machu Picchu. And it was fabulous. We hiked the Inca Trail and we ate delicious food and we went to many museums and saw many, many incredible, beautiful things. And we like learned about how the women in the Sierra like make their traditional woven clothes using alpaca and baby alpaca. And we got so many souvenirs. I brought back so much stuff.
You did. I like seeing it in your apartment recently when I was over and seeing all like the art that you bought and the textiles. It was very nice.
It's beautiful. It like really like I got pillowcases. I got like a table runner that I'm using as a tapestry. I'm like getting something framed. I got a painting of llamas and it's really cute.
It is really cute.
Mm-hmm. And then I haven't shared this, but so, okay, this it was actually kind of a whirlwind of emotions. It was actually kind of like a dramatic end of the trip because we hike the Inca Trail. We get to Machu Picchu. It's like it was 6 hours of hiking. And it was very strenuous. And once we got to Machu Picchu and we sort of were winding down from the hike in the day, I started getting text messages from my mom and from my family back home telling me that my grandfather passed away. And it was very unexpected. He had been very sick for a very long time. He was in and out of the hospital basically like constantly for the past few years. But, you know, it was like just a routine visit. Mm-hmm. the last time that he was checked into the hospital. So then to like get the news that he had passed was kind of out of nowhere and kind of shocking. And so we're like, A, there's a lot of people at Machu Picchu and we're all taking buses, you know, to get from there to our hotel. And so then I shared with you what happened. I'm like talking to my mom and like, you know, getting all the news and kind of like in shock over the whole thing. And then you were like really helpful and supportive in changing my flight and making sure I could get home because my family started the rosary for him like almost immediately.
Right.
And what was so wild was like, you know, we had to fly back from Cusco to Lima. Mm-hmm. And then from Lima, I flew to Miami. And then from Miami, I flew to L.A. And then I went straight to my, I like showered and dropped off my suitcases and then like went straight to my grandma's. And we started praying the rosary. And so that was a wild time because before I left Peru, I was still in Peru, like about to leave the next day.
Right.
And then I get an email, I get news that I got accepted to this grad school program that I applied to.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. I'm not going to share exactly where yet because I was just telling Diosa, like, I don't know, I have like fear of like mal de ojo right now. Like, I don't know, like I have been feeling bad vibes like afoot recently. So this piece of information I'm holding close yes. for now. I will revel in it later. But I don't know, there's just something about right now where I'm like, this is not the time, you know?
Fair.
These people don't need to know all that information. But yeah, that happened.
This was all within the span of 3 days.
Yes.
Like, hike Machu Picchu, the Inca Trail, which was very strenuous, get back to the hotel, you share the news with us. A day later, you get into grad school. Mm-hmm. Like, talk about emotional whiplash.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
It took 11 years to get to the sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It was wild. And then the flights and the time zones and everything. And so, like, I've sort of been kind of just, you know, recuperating and in mourning. And I canceled a bunch. I had a bunch of shows and I like really didn't do any shows in November. I've kind of just been like, you know, getting myself back together and all that, which has also included getting back into acting. I was in a little web series recently. I had a cameo, which was really lovely and fun, directed by Steph O and produced by Graciela Campo. That was a really, really fun time. Cesar Camacho is in that series as well. So I want to thank them for having me. I love to act. I don't get to act as much as I would like. I'll audition here and there, but you know, it's hard. So yeah, anytime I get to, I'm like really happy about it. And then another life change, I recently got rid of my car of 10 years. After I graduated from college, like the first thing I bought was this little car, my little Hyundai Veloster. And she just sort of gave out on me and I didn't want to like pay thousands of dollars in repairs. Where I'm at now, I have lots of public transpo. So she's gone and I just feel like it's another chapter closed. It's like I had her from undergrad, now I'm starting grad school. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's just a clean break.
Totally. You don't have to pay for a parking permit because they're really expensive. So that's also, you know, positive.
It's positive. So, oh my God, I'm exhausted. That's everything. That's my year in review. That's all of it.
Yeah, that's an intense year. Like, that's everything.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't share with you guys. I forgot to include this. And my mom has been talking about this. My mom had ovarian cancer.
Right.
My mom had ovarian cancer, and so she's in remission. She's fine, but it still happened this year.
Yeah, at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, and so that's something, too, that, like, was, like, another thing that we're just, like, really grateful that she's fine. And she, you know, my mom is a dancer. She performs, and she's back dancing again. She's back performing again. She's teaching. So we're just, like, very grateful that she's healthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your mom is amazing. We love Mama Munoz.
Shout out Mother.
Yeah.
Mother Superior. That's what I call her.
I mean, yeah, it fits.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, I mean, what a hell of a year.
Yes.
Honestly. And I think it's also, like, we talk about this all the time, just in general. But I think it's another example, right? Like, you don't know what people are going through. You know, there's like so many demands of people that are online, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like you have to be doing the XYZ. And if you have a platform, you have to be doing XYZ. But like a lot of us are fighting these battles and nobody knows or just going through a lot. And we show up how we can. And just putting out a season of Locatora Radio is a lot of work. It's 30 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-network deal, so grateful. We used to put out like maybe 25 episodes a year. Mm-hmm. And we weren't a weekly show. And now just like the caliber of being weekly, having to research and produce and reach out to guests. It's a really great problem to have, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like that is very time consuming. It's also a lot of work.
And you have been also juggling many things this year while putting out said work.
Yes.
Let's talk about your year.
My year, you know, this was my first year of marriage.
Yes.
I got married at the second to last day of December of 2022. I got married December 30th. So I'm coming up on a year. So this was my first full year of being a newlywed. And I think I underestimated how different marriage would be, you know?
Yeah.
And I think I really underestimated the personal changes I would have to undergo, you know? And I think because really none of our friends are married.
None of our friends are married.
Even my best friend that got engaged before I did, she got married after me. She got married this past June.
Yeah.
And so I didn't really have anybody to really like, what is it like? What can I expect? I wasn't asking any questions because I got engaged and planned a wedding in 2 months.
It was very fast.
It was extremely fast.
I remember when you told me.
Yes.
I was like, right now?
Yeah. Oh, I was also shocked when we decided we were going to get married in December. Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking a spring wedding, you know.
Sure.
Some wearing something strapless. No, like that's not what happened. And so I think that for me has been like one of my biggest personal just changes. And it's not a negative. It's just a lot of growth.
Mm-hmm.
And also like because we this was never our plan, but we didn't live together. So we got married before living together, which I would not advise to anybody. And people give that advice all the time. And that just is kind of the way everything played out. And we were okay with that. And, you know, living together is its own adjustment. And so it's like these two adjustments at the same time. And, you know, to be clear, it's mainly me. Like, I was basically an only child. So having to share space with someone is like, you know, it caused me some, it caused some things for me. You know, my partner's amazing, but me and I have my things, my peculiarities, my idiosyncrasies of how I do things. So, you know, that's been its own challenge. But, you know, a beautiful one. It's a blessing, right?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
You've princess.
Yes.
Princess.
Yes.
You're a princess.
I am.
She's a princess.
I am.
Even on the Inca Trail, this came up. you were like, soy media princesa to our guide. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Cause he was like, why didn't y'all do the 4 days? You could have done the 4 day trail. And I was like, you don't really know me, but soy media princesa. And I can't do 4 days of hiking.
It's no showers.
And camping. Yeah.
Sleeping on the, tents.
No. So we did 2 days, right?
And it was great. I thought it was a great amount of days.
I thought so too.
Perfect number of days.
But I mean, yeah, I think in addition to like the top of the year, just I think everything for me happened so fast. Like I had my last semester of grad school and my overall emphasis for my program was audio and narrative storytelling. I like dabbled in some screenwriting. And then I graduated in May, and that whole program was incredible, but it went by so fast. I started in summer of 2022 and then graduated spring 2023. So it was so fast, and I can't believe this like happened at the beginning of the year. You know what I mean? Like the top of the year, like what? I graduated. And I think that was, I mean, grad school for me was something I always wanted to do, and I'm really happy that I did it. It went by so fast. I have no regrets. But that was like a really, that was one of my big things, my big milestones of the year that
I
graduated.
It's a huge milestone.
Yeah.
It's a big it was a big undertaking.
It was. Lots of tears.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of tears.
And a lot of new friends.
Lots of new friends. Yes. Yeah. And that's, that's the one good part of like going back to school, you know, it expands that circle and of course your knowledge, right? And all of that. Something else. Oh, this was a big one. I left my job. I had a job at a creative agency. Shout out Revolve. And
I can't believe that was this year.
I can't believe it either.
You were working there this calendar year.
Yeah. My last day was January 31st.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so I parted ways like amicably with a broken heart because I didn't want to leave my job. I loved working there. But like I've shared on the show before, like it got to a point where I was so miserable. I wasn't enjoying my work. I wasn't enjoying school. I wasn't enjoying Locatora. Like I was so burnt out that I was so busy I couldn't enjoy my life. And it was like, well, we got the network deal. We have a budget. Like, what am I waiting for now?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was why I left the job. And then I became a full-time Locatora employee.
Mm-hmm.
This past summer, we started payroll. Like, that was a big deal. We're paying taxes, like, through Locatora, employer taxes and employee taxes. Like, it's wild.
We have salaries.
We have salaries, baby salaries, but like
salaries nonetheless,
the bills get paid.
We have health insurance.
We do. I know. That's a big one.
That's a big one.
Well, this is kind of a sad one, but in February, my cat died. He was 16 and he lived a really long life with us.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like one of those cats. Like I see these cats on social media that are like so cuddly and lovey. And he was the opposite of that. He like tolerated us. He like was like one of those cats, like I'm giving you my presence and that's enough. But like you're not gonna pet me. Like, you know, he did have more of an affinity for my mom, I will say. But it was, I mean, he was, you know, a member of our family for so long. So that was sad to have to go through that. Losing a pet is always really hard. So that was something that happened early in the year that kind of like was unexpected. Like expected because he was, you know, old and sick, but like still unexpected.
Yeah. He was a presence at your house.
He was.
He would just kind of come and watch.
Yes. He would like perch up and be like, what's going on here? I'm supervising.
Very regal.
Yes.
Very judgmental.
We would joke that he was like our landlord.
She's just checking on things.
Because he, like, you know, he, like, used to, when he was a lot younger, he would like go in and out and he would be gone for days. And I'm like, do you have another home? Probably. Yeah, he was one of those cats.
No, you think he had another home?
I think he did. And then eventually we became the primary residence and he just stopped leaving as he got older.
Okay.
And which is why I feel like he just tolerated us and he was our landlord and we were his tenants.
Hilarious.
Like that was the relationship we had.
It was his house.
It was his house.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. What else? My best friend, like I mentioned, got married and I was her maid of honor. And I planned with her other friends a bachelorette trip to Puerto Vallarta. And that was a lot of fun. I had never been to Puerto Vallarta. It was beautiful. I definitely want to go back because it was one of those like we're on a bachelorette trip, we're on a boat. There weren't like necessarily cultural aspects of the trip.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
We were drinking and like on a boat. Like that was the goal of the trip and that's what we did.
Color coordinated.
Color. It was one of those.
Yes.
You know, bachelorette, I need a redo because bachelorette parties are like a whole thing now. They're like weekends. There's like itineraries. There's color coordinating. There's themes.
Yes.
I didn't make y'all do anything.
Matching cups. There was no time.
No, there wasn't.
Between announcement, proposal, wedding day.
Yeah.
Like holidays.
Yeah. I want a do-over. I need to make y'all work more.
I agree. I think you deserve a do-over. Like, we need matching cups.
Yes.
You need the shawl, the sashes.
All right. I don't know about the
crowns.
Sashes, but okay.
The little robes
at some
bride.
Point.
You know, all that stuff.
Those are the things that I don't like.
We'll make it avant-garde.
Okay.
Make it special just for
you. Yeah, no shade to anyone. My best friend was that bride. Like, my best friend was like, I'm the bride that wants everything to say bride.
Yes.
I want, like, I'm going to wear white the whole weekend.
White satin everything.
Everything, right? That's her. I supported it. We did it. It was great for her.
Yeah.
That's your thing. That's your thing. It's not really my thing. But also why I want to do over in some fun avant-garde way, like you said.
Yes, yes. We'll put a Pinterest board together. We'll put a mood board together. We'll plan something.
I know. I was telling Fernando because we haven't gone on our honeymoon. And at this point, we're going to be like probably 2-3 years married before we actually go on our honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm going to wear white the entire weekend. I want you to know. And when people ask if we just got married, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, yes, we're newlyweds.
I feel like newlyweds is like the first 5 years.
It's really the first year, I think. But yes, we'll change the rules. So why not?
You know, it's still a baby matrimony.
It is. It is. Yeah. It's paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else? Okay. So I went to a lot of live shows this year. Like a lot of concerts. I went to Romeo Santos, a fave.
Yeah.
I saw Café Tacuba at
Amazing.
The Hollywood Bowl. And Carla Morrison at the Hollywood Bowl. And La Tigre at the Palladium. And Karol G, which was wild.
Oh, yeah. You were texting me from inside the Karol G concert. You were like, help. It's scary here.
The Rose Bowl was wild. I had never been to the Rose Bowl and seen that kind of chaos for a concert. I don't know how the soccer games are.
Sure.
Actually, I have gone for a soccer game and it was not that wild. But yes, it was wild. It was fun. But it was so packed. I felt like people oversold. Tickets were oversold. I don't know.
Yeah.
You couldn't move. It was wild.
You were like, people are barefoot.
People were barefoot at the end. It was one of those concerts.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah. No.
Never me.
Never you. I've never seen you take your shoes off publicly.
I don't.
No.
Okay, next I saw Janelle Monáe. That was so queer, so fun, so good. And then finally, like, we both went to see Beyoncé.
Beyoncé.
Yes.
Yes.
What else? I also started working with Delos, and I started doing some written freelance pieces for them. And one of them ended up in print, which was so exciting. I wrote about the running clubs in Southeast L.A., and it was just so cool to see it in print and to see, like, the folks, the runners, like, be photographed, like, while they're running, while they're in community, and just, like, out in their local streets. So that was really fun. I loved that one. Part of Locatora Radio, I mean, Season 8, we launched a mini-series, the mental health series.
Yeah.
I think that series was my favorite couple of episodes of Locatora Radio. And also our We Love America episode.
That's
we
a good
one. We did like a deep dive on America Ferrera.
Yeah.
That one was so good.
I'm glad we did that. She deserves it.
She does. And she's still getting all her flowers like
yeah.
as the year progresses, as it comes to an end.
Yeah. I think this is just the beginning for her. You know, I feel like she is now reaching that people are recognizing her as having this storied career. Eventually, they're going to talk about her, you know, like if she keeps landing these big lead roles in big films, like I see that trajectory for her.
Totally. I see that too. It's kind of how you started the year I got bangs. The last couple of years.
You did.
The last couple of months, I mean.
Not just bangs.
I got bangs. What do you mean?
A French bob.
Oh, I did. I got a French bob. You're right.
They weren't just bangs.
That's true. I got a French bob. And I'm at that point where I'm like, I hate them.
You did say that.
I did, yeah. Like, I go through my days where I'm like, I love the bangs,
yeah.
And then I hate them.
Yeah.
So I'm in that period where, like, I might grow them out or I might cut them again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not easy being a bang lady.
It's not.
No one said it was easy.
No. But here we are.
I love the bangs on you. I think they're precious.
Thank you.
You look like a doll.
See, I don't know if I want to look like a doll.
What's wrong with looking like a doll?
That's true.
Okay, you're right.
You're right. Okay, so just wrapping up my 2022 year. Oh my God, not 2022. We're in 2023.
Yeah.
Wrapping up the year, I thought like 2022 was like my milestone year. Like so many big things has happened for us individually. And then 2023 was like the aftermath of everything. Mm. It was like, oh, you wanted this? Okay, toma.
Here it is.
Here it is.
There you go.
And so I've like really been going through it this year. Like I know I celebrated like all the amazing things that happened, but like, oh my God, this year was rough. And it really taught me about boundaries and like letting myself grow.
Mm.
Because you think you're ready to grow because you want all, like, the positives of growth. And then you actually have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's painful. It's, like, so hard.
Mm.
And it's, like, putting then everything into practice that I've learned in therapy for the past 6 years. And if you follow astrology at all, like, you may know that the North Node of the Moon entered Aries in July. And the South Node entered Libra at the exact same time. So if you have either of these signs in your chart, you might have been going through it this year. And lucky for me, I have both.
Okay.
So I'm a Libra sun and an Aries rising. So this year kicked my ass. And I like to follow Chani Nicholas. She like is a famous astrologer, right? And she has her own app and everything. And so she when I was looking at my 2023 year, I didn't look at it until like we were prepping for this episode. I've been following my horoscope like weekly. But I hadn't really looked at the year as a whole. And so she says the top of the year, Jupiter was in Aries, which she described as a lucky streak. You're protected. You're growing faster than you thought possible. So it makes so much sense why the first 5 months of the year were so good.
Uh-huh.
And why July to now have been rough.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so I am ready to like close out the year,
mm-hmm.
like in a sleepy hibernation type of way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the work will continue, but like I'm going to be hibernating a little bit. Like I'm going to be like withdrawing. It's winter.
Yeah. It's time for that. It's time to turn off the lights and take a nap.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So that's how I'm feeling. That was my year.
And you know what? I think you deserve that. I think you deserve the rest
Thank
and the
you.
Relaxation. And then we start all over again in January.
Yes. And then our season wraps. Like, mm-hmm. we only have a couple episodes left of the season. Our
Wild.
Season eventually, or our season formally ends at the end of January.
Mm-hmm.
We're wrapping another season. And I can't believe it.
I can't believe it. And the plan is to be back?
Yes.
Season 9.
Season 9.
Lord.
Launch date, TBD, but it's coming.
In the spring.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you to Michael Buda for having us and for giving us a home on the network. It really has been life-changing. And I think a lot of the beautiful things that we were able to do and experience this year were because of our work with the network.
Absolutely.
Being a network show has, like, changed everything.
Yeah. I mean, and it's also, like, come at a time where, you know, major media corporations are laying off their journalists, laying off their podcasters, canceling shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's also the landscape that we've been operating under,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so it's really hard working in this industry, right? And we try to think of ways to be fresh and innovate and keep it going and keep y'all in mind, you are listeners, you know, as we continue to grow and produce Locatora Radio.
Absolutely. And yeah, we're looking forward to another year of podcasting and everything else.
And everything else. All right. Well, thank you for listening to another episode of Locatora Radio. We will catch you next time.
Besitos. Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, is executive produced and hosted by me, Mala Munoz, and Diosa Femme.
Story editing by me, Diosa.
Audio editing by Stephanie Franco.
Thank you to our locamores, our listeners, for all of your support.
Besitos. Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela.
Hosted by Mala Munoz
and Diosa Femme.
Network.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.